This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get details of this year's Equality Index, which looks at progress for racial groups using measures such as economics, education, health, social justice, and civic engagement. The Equality Index for African Americans has ticked up just slightly this year, meaning a sliver of progress. Joining us in transit to Washington, D.C. is Mark Morial, the president of the National Urban League, which has published this Equality Index for about the last four decades.
We still see wide disparities between blacks and whites, and we see disparities between Latinos and whites. We've noted in this year's report that when it comes to education and health, those disparities have slightly narrowed, not significantly, but I think it's important whenever there's a narrowing, because change comes over time, that we in fact note those changes.
Mr. Morial, Marketplace and Edison Research just did a scientific public opinion survey, and among the things it found is that 83% or so of Americans support major infrastructure initiative in America. That fits into something that you're finding as well, something that you're calling for.
Oh, yes. And look, we've long been strong supporters of infrastructure investment. The National Urban League is releasing its Main Street Marshall Plan, which is a $4 trillion plan over 10 years, $2 trillion for human infrastructure, meaning education, workforce, job training, and $2 trillion for physical infrastructure, roads, bridges, transit systems, airports, water systems, school buildings, public libraries, community facilities.
$4 trillion, trillion with a T, that's a lot of money.
So it's bigger than some of the plans that have been out there. The president's talked about $1 trillion. We think $1 trillion is not enough. The American Society of Civil Engineers have talked about $4 trillion. That's a big, ambitious leap. By doing that, we can create jobs if it's done right, meaning there's a job training component to it. It doesn't just focus on big marquee projects like fancy bridges and highways, but also on community facilities. You could get something that would be a real game changer in this country.
Mark Morial is president of the National Urban League. Mr. Morial, thank you for this.
Thank you.